there's a deadline coming up on the 7th of August where Darragh O'Brien has to clarify policy for Embore Pinola. They are considering a planning application at the moment for a massive LNG terminal that will bring in frack gas. So Embore Pinola is asking the minister to clarify if they support privately owned LNG terminals. And we're asking the minister to realise that LNG isn't feasible. You know, that we're not going to allow it to happen. We can't allow frack gas into the Irish energy mix. And those of us that fought fracking in the past are just going to have to take him on if he's going to try and do this. I mean, it's literally the government walking away from its climate obligations.
What can really be done if Minister Dara O'Brien decides to support it?
I think it's unlikely that he will. I'd say the government probably hoped that they'd get this planning application through without having to answer that question, that they'd just fudge on the issue. I mean, if this privately run LNG terminal gets planning permission, the emissions from that plant are going to be well above all of our annual reductions that we were expecting in emissions. So like, the size and the scale of this is huge. So he can't really, well, he may, you know, but he shouldn't allow it to go forward. And then the other option that he was pursuing, which was also just really a fudge, it was a way of not talking about this particular planning application and it was a way of removing the ban, was that they wanted to build a state-led terminal that would be owned by the state. And it seems that that's going to cost 900 million now. So that's really a non-runner. But to build, to spend 900 million on a terminal that they say they wouldn't use. So I'm afraid that LNG idea is kind of falling apart. So he has this opportunity now to try and reverse policy or walk away from his climate obligations.
And you mentioned...
And that's where we're at. So we can't let that happen. We have to fight this.
You mentioned the 7th of August is the day in which he has to make that decision by. What are the plans for the campaign between now and then? Are you going to step it up in the next few weeks?
Well, you see, we were at the Dáil because the Dáil is finished this week. So that was really our last opportunity to influence that policy, you know. That decision now, it could be made. We don't know what's happening in the background. I'm not sure what we can do now. Only wait and see what happens and organise a blockade. You know, if they get planning permission and we lose in the courts, then we'll have to stand on the ground like we did in Belcoo. You know, we're going to have to just build a campaign that resists this massive project.